WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With just 4 days before the election, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are both focusing on the swing state of Wisconsin. They have dueling rallies in Milwaukee today, some not waiting until next Tuesday to cast their ballots.
More than 65 million Americans have already voted across the country. Data shows women outpacing men in early voting, 54% to 44%. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
Harris and Trump were in the southwestern states on Thursday and will spend the final weekend before the election campaigning. Historic flooding in Spain now claiming 205 lives. Many streets in the Valencia region still blocked by piled up vehicles and debris. The unemployment rate out this morning. The number is expected to be much lower in October due to the ongoing Boeing strike and the southeast hurricanes, and they were. Government expected to report employers added about 118,000 jobs. The actual number, just 12,000. The unemployment rate remains 4%. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new voice appealed to Northeast Wisconsin voters Thursday. Former President Bill Clinton was in Oshkosh campaigning for the Harris-Walls presidential ticket.
I'm not running for anything. Except my grandchildren's future. Yeah. Woo! And I don't want you to feel any pressure. But you might decide my grandchildren's future.
Clinton spoke to a packed room at the Winnebago County Democratic Party office. He then moved on to Milwaukee to speak there last night. Kamala Harris returns to the Fox Valley today. Then she and former President Donald Trump will have competing rallies in Milwaukee. In a move to address teacher shortages, Wisconsin State Superintendent is asking for more money. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Jill Underley has unveiled a $59 million proposal focused on retaining educators and supporting aspiring teachers. The plan includes financial incentives offering a $10,000 stipend to student teachers and $3,000 bonuses to their full-time mentors. Underley also recommends scrapping a test for new teachers, which she says has a 48% first attempt pass rate.
Physicians from across Wisconsin gathered virtually on Halloween, sharing why reproductive health care policies in the Wisconsin legislature, led by Republicans in both chambers, are frightening to them. Dr. Melissa Hyde is a family physician in Green Bay.
This Halloween, physicians across Wisconsin are concerned less about our patients' blood sugar levels and more about the direction of health care and access to abortion in our state.
She said Republicans leave important bills for dead, like expanding badger care, and instead focus on putting lives at risk by trying to restrict abortion access. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News.
The Badgers on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. At 5-3, Luke Fickell asked if he's concerned about getting to a bowl game this year.
All we're thinking about is Iowa. And, I mean, to think anything past that is crazy.
NFL, the Packers injury list growing. Defensive back Jaire Alexander with a knee injury. Jordan Love with a groin. Starting center Josh Myers with a severe left wrist injury that could prevent him from blocking and pass protection.
It's just going to depend on how I feel these next couple days, you know, and whether or not I feel like I can do it. I think the big thing for me is I just got to make sure I'm not going to hurt the team by playing, you know, so I just have to answer that question.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Grizzlies 122-99. A lot of missed open shots.
This may be the greatest make-miss night ever. The defensive transition was still awful tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. They host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, could there be winds of change blowing through the northern part of Wisconsin? We'll talk to Kyle Kilborn running against Tom Tiffany. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Glam band Dennis is joining us. But first, ladies and gentlemen, the young man growing up on the mean streets in New Jersey, hanging out with the Soprano Boys, the Gottis, and a host of others. With a lot of vowels in their names. But this young man turned away from a life in the mob to pursue his dream of gridiron glory. Starting out in Macomb, Illinois, with the Leathernecks of Western Illinois University. From there, a free agent who scratched, clawed, and fought his way to the top. To become an all-pro center for the first ballot Hall of Famer by the name of Brett Lorenzo Favre. Truly a bodyguard to the star. And now, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the Mino and Mayor Show, the one, the only, the legend, Tony Bag of Donuts. Winters! I changed your name to make it a little more mob-like.
Yes, it's mob it is.
Frankie! Welcome.
Johnny, wow, what an introduction. That was awesome.
How you doing, buddy?
I was going to say, Frank, what did you pay for that? I want one of those. Who did that? That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Was that in-house? Did you guys do that in-house, or did you guys have to go outside help for that introduction?
No, I tell you, Frankie, I sit right next to Johnny, no notes. Just said, look, let me take this. And boy, does he ever.
He's a man of a thousand voices. How are you guys doing up there in the frozen tundra? I heard it's going to be cold up there.
It's our first cold day, and it's a little windy, but I think it's going to be okay. But what are you going to be doing at the game Friday, Frankie? You're like the man of honor, right?
Yes, we're here this weekend for a Lions game. Hopefully trying to bring home a victory for the Green Bay Packers on Sunday at 3:25, and I hear it's the game of the week. So,
oh, yeah.
It will be a battle. Packers are at. And hopefully they can play at full strength. And like I said, they won the victory to the hometown fans of Green Bay.
Yeah, it's the Lions. That's going to be a tough game for the Packers. I mean, there's no bigger fans than the people in this room. But the Lions are favored by like 3.5 points. So they're going to have to – Packers really, really got to play to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, I no doubt about it. I mean, Lions are, from what you hear throughout the – sports world and all the betting odds and stuff like that. They're favorites to win that, to represent the India. In the Super Bowl, but you still have to go out and play the games. And they are a very talented team. But I mean, hey, you know, any Sunday anybody can beat anybody.
Exactly.
So I think, you know, the Packers are going to have to go out there, play a mistake-free football game, not make any bonehead decisions, no turnovers. You know, just watching them recently, the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's just they got to eliminate the mistakes, and a team that makes less mistakes and least turnovers is going to probably win the game.
Yeah, not that Johnny and I would ever go to the casino and bet on the Packers, but can you even do that? We go after every Friday after the show. That's where we go. So the over-under is 48.5.
You can't ask him.
I'm just telling him.
They're all 48.5.
I'm very interested in his response.
Whatever he says, you can't use.
All right, Frankie, I'll let you go.
All right. I used to call me and say, hey, what's the line this week? Are you guys going to cover and stuff?
Wow.
No, I don't know. I think the one thing I do find intriguing and really kind of hard to gather in your mind is how these people in Vegas and these odds makers pick these lines. And man, for a lot of times they're like spot on. You know what I mean? And it's crazy, but it's a wild world. But you know, like I said, I don't gamble. I tell people if you want to pick a winning team, ask me who I like, and then take the other team.
But, you know, Frankie, you're talking about brother, how close they are. A couple of weeks ago, the Packer over under was 47.5. The final score was 47.
Yeah, we're learning that.
It is insane.
It is.
I don't know how they do it, but I mean, I don't follow it, but it is. You know, I have a lot of degenerate friend gamblers who always call me for advice, and I'm like, hey, listen. You know, you have a better chance of, you know, looking up on Google or something like that. So, yeah. But it is amazing how they do pick it right on a lot of the times. So, you know, of course, there's times where there's lopsided victories and stuff like that. But for the most part, they're pretty much, in the.
They're right on.
Yeah, we're learning that the hard way.
Dennis from the Glam Band is here. Dennis?
Hey, Frank, good to talk with you this morning, my friend. A question, how does a guy from Hoboken find his way over to Western Illinois? I mean, how does a guy go from the mean streets
to the plains of Illinois,
to the flatlands of Illinois? Honest to Pete.
Man, it's a remarkable journey. I mean, I got to Western through going to junior college in Christ, Utah, with a bunch of high school buddies and guys that I grew up with in New Jersey and in my area. I went out to college in Houston, Utah, in Christ, Utah, which is about 3 hours south of Salt Lake City, and our offensive coordinator. Was Mr. Peterson, and his dad was Gil Peterson, the athletic director at Western. And after I played a year at Eastern, Western offered me a scholarship, and there was a couple of guys that went back to Western. And, you know, I took that opportunity and attended the university, you know, Western Illinois University, and, you know, pretty much the rest is history. But, you know, there was... I didn't have many offices, and my dad said, either you take that scholarship or you start paying rent next week.
Ooh,
and you know, lo and behold, you know what they say, dad's always right. You know, take the advice from your parents, and I did, and it worked out pretty good for myself.
Hey, Frankie, we've got an old friend of yours, Kevin Burkle, on the phone, who's doing a great thing right now. He's down south.
Kevin Burkle.
You're right. Kevin, take it away.
Frankie, how are you?
I'm good, Kevin. How you doing?
Good, good. I'm down south right now, heading back on. Set tomorrow morning. Actually, at 5 a.m., I head back to Wisconsin, and I'll be back.
Oh, nice.
Flying back in. I've been down south working with the hurricane stuff.
Oh, awesome! So, yeah.
Yeah, it's been quite an adventure. But
quite an adventure. I have a couple of friends that live down there, and it's been. Needless to say, it's been a rough couple of years with all the hurricanes and stuff, and hopefully we're done with Mother Nature picking on the west coast of Florida for a couple of years.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually in Florida. I came to Florida third because there was an area down here that was completely destroyed too. And but the difference between Florida and that area and the North Carolina, Tennessee areas is the resources here are night and day, because the water comes in, the water goes out. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, they lose stuff, but this place was like Hiroshima. They dropped the bomb. I've never seen it in my life.
Yeah, you look at the pictures.
Where are your friends located? Are they in the North Carolina or Tennessee area?
No, I have some friends in Tennessee and North Carolina, but most of my friends live on the west coast of Florida. Shamar's up there in St. Pete's Beach up there, so I think they got hit pretty good. And a couple of friends from Milwaukee who pretty much got decimated too because they were living right on the water. Those are rich man problems, you know? People that live right on the ocean and stuff like that. So, you feel for everybody, and hopefully everything works out for everybody. But that's remarkable that you're down there helping those people out, and it's good to give back and help others out.
Hey, Frankie, I'm sorry. I don't mean to change the subject of something very important in life, but what do you think back on when you, me, and maybe some of the other guys were hanging out at Kevin's Bars in downtown Green Bay back in 94,
95, 96? Out of control.
It's crazy. I mean, it seems like an eternity ago, but in reality, it also seems like it was 10 minutes ago. You go back there, and I'm 60 years old now. I just became a grandpa about 4 months ago.
Congrats.
I'm looking back, and I was 1993, 94, which, you know, people don't think about it, but that's over 30 years ago, you know. There were some good times with some good friends, and, you know, a lot of those friends today, I still see them. I still see Kevin when I go up there. I usually stop at Kevin's bar and have, a couple of soda pops with him and, run the notes and stuff. But it's always great to see the people of Green Bay. I mean, I'll be up there in town tonight, and I'll see friends up there, and I'll meet people for a drink and stuff like that that I remain friends with since I've been up there, since 1992. So it's great to come back, and it's great to come back and support the Packers because they've been so great to me over the last, 30, 40 years of my life.
Frank, I bet it's...
You know what's neat, Frankie, is when you do come in, the people still remember Frank like it was yesterday. I mean, the people that call up to him, a lot of people ask for autographs and a photo and stuff, which Frankie's really cool about. I mean, a lot of guys are like, get away. Frankie's like, okay, yeah, get it over with. I'm done. Thanks. Have a good day.
Crazy. Right. And I think, Frankie, people, that is your reputation. I think people see you as one of those really nice guys.
Approachable guys.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So can I have your autograph when you come up?
Hey, Frank, I got to ask you a question real quick. We had Bryce Pop on last week, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he said, behind the scenes, you pull the curtain back a little bit in an NFL locker room. It might be a little different than you think. And he wanted an autograph from a Packer player, and the Packer player refused. He wouldn't give him one, but he wouldn't say who it was, a teammate. Any idea who that would be?
Wow.
Was it you, Frankie?
Nobody comes to mind because, usually when you're up in the alumni suite, it's usually everybody's pretty cool about, giving pitches and signing things for, if kids are up there and stuff like that. I don't know who that would be. I don't see that happening to Bryce because Bryce was such a major part of those early 90s teams. And, I know he wasn't the only one in the Super Bowl, but, he went on, being defensive player of the year in the NFL, which is a great accomplishment, and being all pro and stuff like that. But I don't know who that would be. But shame on him because I don't think that's
right. Hey, Kevin.
A nice gesture.
Hey, Kevin, we got to let you go because the phone lines. Great having you on. Great doing what you do. Let me know when you're back in town.
I'll be back tomorrow. Frankie, I'll see you this weekend.
All right, buddy. We'll say bye.
Hey, Frankie, hang on. We got a quick break, okay?
Okay.
Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mind of the Mayor on a Friday morning. It is Packer Football weekend. Dennis from the Glam Band is here, and we've got the legendary Frankie Winters joining us. Frankie, now the Packers are bringing you up for the weekend, right? You're like the featured alum this weekend, is that right?
I believe so. Yes. I think it was supposed to be Marco at the beginning. He had a conflict with his schedule. I believe it's Bernardo Harris also who played with a third Super Bowl team too.
So nice. Awesome.
It'd be great to see Bernardo. So. So I think it's we'll be doing some stuff around the stadium Friday and then Sunday morning prior to the game.
Awesome.
So they fly you up first class or do you have to drive?
Well, they flew me up to Chicago and then I'm just going to drive up because I had some meetings here in Chicago and then I'll come up today. I just got a rental car, so I'll just drive up from Chicago. It's only about 3 hours, which is not bad. And then I can get all my phone calls on my drive done up while I'm driving up there.
Right. Hey, Frank, you know what I think is going on? People don't realize this sometimes until, you know, like you just told your story about going from Hoboken, New Jersey to Utah. And first of all, I got to tell you, I lived 20 miles north of Utah, and I used to be involved with a junior college, College of Southern Idaho. They didn't have football, but Dixie College and Snow College. I bet those were all the Eastern Arizona. Those were teams you played. And what I'm saying is, the people out there look at guys from the East Coast as almost like the mafia's coming into town. I mean, they're wearing their cowboy boots, their real short hair, and real conservative. Was that a little bit of a culture shock for you?
Well, I mean, it is when you get there. I mean, but, you know, you adapt to your surroundings and the people you're with and stuff. But it was a brief, you know, a brief time in my history, in my life. I spent about 18 months out there. I knew it wasn't going to be a permanent situation. So it was an opportunity for me to take advantage of it, to get an opportunity to go out there, play a little bit, maybe get stronger in the weight room, get my grades up a little bit and have an opportunity to go to a four university and play, you know, football, something that I loved and, you know, never anticipating that, you know, I would do it for the pretty much for my whole career. And having the opportunity to play 16 years in the NFL, but it was an opportunity and I stomped on it and made the best of it.
Tell us about that transition from the Chiefs to over here. Like, tell me how that was. How did you get notified? Why'd you come here? That whole thing.
Well, you know, at that point I was in the league, I think 4 or 5 years and I've kind of bounced around early in my career, you know, started a couple of games, you know, long snapped at all this stuff. And then when they brought in Ron Wolf and Mike Holmgren and I was, you know, was, you know, contacted by them to come up there and, you know, have an opportunity to not only to, you know, make the team and play and help out, but, you know, have an opportunity to, you know, compete for a starting job. And you know, and every, as you guys know, in the NFL, I mean, it's, you know, it's not for long. I mean, you go out there and, you know, they draft you. You always get guys who get drafted in the first round, and they, you know, they're guaranteed 4 years and stuff like that. But as a free agent or a young guy or a low round draft pick, you just, you got to compete every year. And I had, they gave me an opportunity to go up there and, you know, lo and behold, I had an opportunity to play with some guys with some injuries, you know, some guys getting hurt and having the opportunity to play. And it's, you know, you just take advantage of those. And, right, you know, you go out there and perform and show them what you could do. And, you know, hopefully you do a good enough job where you could, you know, keep that job and get rewarded with a new contract and stuff. And like, and that's what happened for, you know, having the opportunity to play up there 11 years and playing on some great teams with some great players, with some great coaches, and you know, having the opportunity to play in two Super Bowls and winning one.
Hey, Frankie, could you tell the story about how you saved Brett Favre by calling the hotel on, like, one of his very first practices of minicamp or something, and he, let's just say, overslept?
Well, there's a lot of stories. I mean, there's so many of them, but... well, you know, it was just, you know, yeah, look back at it those days, you know, we were like, you know, 20, 28, you know, I think Brett was like 23, you know, maybe I was 27. So yeah, we did some things as a young player. You tend to look back on and reflect as an older player. You're like thinking like, well, why did I do that? How did I do that? I don't know. I can't do that today because, you know, your body just doesn't allow it and stuff like that. But, you know, it was, you know, he was just a guy, we had fun. You know, we went out and had a couple of drinks and stuff like that. And sometimes people oversleep, you know. I mean, people miss planes. I mean, it's like, you know, things come up and, you know, we play with guys and it was so funny because when Holmgren would used to tell Brett, you know, we would have to be on the plane early. And Brett was notoriously being late, always late. And one year we took off without, I think Bubba Franks missed a flight. And then one weekend, Brett showed up. And he was like 20 minutes late. And, of course, Holmgren is chewing me out like it's my fault, you know. And but, you know, when you're the superstar or the player or the caliber he was, you know, you tend to wait for those players.
Frankie, one other thing, though, that I still remember is when you first came to town, you had to feel – I remember James Campen – had you over for a barbecue. Do you remember that? And he invited me. And here, you were brought in to take his place, and this guy was so welcoming to you. I thought that was a really cool thing.
Yeah, James is a great guy.
Pull over, Frankie.
Still to this day, I still talk to James, you know, pretty much regularly throughout the season. He coached a long time after he got done playing. I think he's actually doing some work for the Packers as I speak. But it's just, he's been, you know, he's been a guy that's been very, you know, very helpful, a guy that has been, you know, a great player for the Packers. And, you know, just unfortunately, you know, guys get hurt in that business. And unfortunately for him, you know, he got hurt and never played again because it was a major injury. But, you know, he's a great guy. And, you know, most guys are very welcoming to young players, but you still got to remember those guys are trying to take your job and your livelihood.
Good. One last quick question here for you, Frankie. I've never seen you more mad on the football field than when TJ Rubley audibled.
Boy, that was a long time ago. People still remember that. it was a disappointing loss. You know, you make one mistake in your life and it can ruin your career. And, you know, you feel sorry for the guy from a personal standpoint, but, you know, he was a guy who probably shouldn't have did what he did, and he did. He changed the play, and instead of just getting the first down and kicking a field goal and hopefully winning the game, you know, throws a pick, and, you know, things happen. you know, you look at, you know, I'm watching football the last couple of weeks. You look at the defensive back with the Bears.
We love that game.
Hey, Frankie, we're running out of time here, but I sure hope people get a chance to hook up with you this weekend.
All right, guys. Well, you guys enjoy, and good luck for the Packers.
And, you know, if you don't have anybody to buy you beers, give me a call.
He won't buy. Right. He'll join you.
We'll go to Burkle's. Burkle will buy him.
There you go.
Love it. I'll see you there. Frankie Winkler, welcome back to Green Bay, brother.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. When a new charter school opens in Wisconsin, there's about a 50-50 chance that it closes within the next 5 years. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin has one of the higher closure rates in the U.S. for charter schools. A new report from the Center for Charter School Accountability shows nationally 25% of them close within the first 5 years. Here in Wisconsin, it's over 45%. Charter schools get public funding but are usually run by private entities. They're often billed as alternatives for families who want more options. But what do you do when that school you handpicked is set to close? Jenny Hofschulte of the Wisconsin Public Education Network.
That's 45% of those families put into a lurch and having to make pivots and new choices for their children.
She says traditional public schools are happy to welcome these kids back, but local districts often have to move really fast to place them. Wisconsin currently has more than 200 registered charter schools.
Firefighters from 7 agencies fought a blaze near a bowling alley in Howard Wednesday afternoon. The fire started at about 3:45, and when crews began arriving, they found heavy smoke and flames coming from the building and the roof. It took firefighters under an hour to bring the fire under control and about 2 more hours to extinguish all the hot spots. No injuries were reported. Damages are estimated at about $750,000. Brown County Fire Investigation Task Force is investigating the cause. It's the time of year when we do a little time traveling. On Sunday morning at 2 p.m., we turn the clock back as we fall back to standard time. We'll gain an extra hour of sleep, but it will also seem like it's getting darker earlier. During the time change is also an excellent time to check the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff is proposing legislation that would help keep film and TV production here in the United States. Variety reports that the film industry has wanted these incentives for a long time to help keep production from going overseas. Production in the U.S. has dropped consistently the last 3 years. Variety says the federal incentives would supplement incentives that already exist in states like Georgia, New Mexico, and Illinois. The shower scene in the film Psycho is iconic and made people scared to take showers. Compared to a new shower scene in Terrifier 3, the Psycho scene would be considered subtle, maybe even a love scene. Terrifier 3 is getting attention from the amount of people walking out of the film absolutely disgusted with said scene. One person in the UK actually vomited while watching the scene where two lovers are chainsawed to death in the shower. Filmmakers used 110 gallons of blood. What's really scary is there were probably some people in the audience watching with a smile on their face. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have you
ever reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin, featuring 6 elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and 2 iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss, following Joe Taranzo Cannon, playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison entertainment critic and CityCast Madison editor Rob Thomas. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr will be here for Bar Band Friday Night with some most excellent new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Frankie Winters. Folks, you got to go out and see Frankie this weekend. He's going to be at Lambeau Field doing a bunch of things, autograph sessions and things like that. Can't think of a better ambassador for the Packers than Frankie Winters. Such a wonderful guy. What's our time again? Dennis and the Glam Band. And, of course, Heights Pub and Parlor at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. It's got a warm atmosphere, excellent service, top-notch food. And enjoy a superb lunch or dinner, savoring in a signature panini. Prime Angus Burger, or one of their feature plates. Enjoy a cold beverage or cocktail with happy hour specials Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6. Even join them for happy hour specials during Badger football games and Packer home games. Their second story parlor offers the best space you'll ever find for hosting a private event or party. And you can even use the third floor. Can you use the third floor, Ashley? Is there a third floor?
Yeah, it's like the loft area with a couch and loft. Some cozy chairs.
That's so cool. For more information, go to Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor, or online at www.heightsgb.com.
Okay, let her do it. But what is it?
HeightsGB.com.
HeightsGB.com. There we go.
Don't you have to say the www's anymore?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, I didn't know that.
If you don't know that, then
when did they change that? I didn't.
Did you know that? 1997.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like 20 years ago.
All right.
Well, Dennis, introduce our very special guest.
Ladies and Germans, and I mean that, man, all the way from the main streets of Green Bay.
West Side.
West Side. West Side.
He came all the way over the bridge to represent. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring the lovely and talented Mr. Troy Hines in today to say hello and to talk about his music, his goals, his aspirations, and what he's also doing to help the hurricane victims.
Yes,
in North
this
Carolina.
Is very interesting. Yeah. Very good. First, I want to say hi to Ashley from Heights Pub.
Hello.
It's nice having you here finally.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The people that work under you or whatever say, she just overslept. She didn't make it in. She blew you off. She didn't want to talk to Mino. She's trying to find an excuse.
So
it's good to finally have you.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, we love what you do.
Yes.
And we love the fact that because of your sponsorship, we're able to have somebody like this gentleman, local talent, and we have the greatest vocalist in Green Bay, in the state of Wisconsin, with Glam Band Dennis here. So it's just a nice combination, and we just love the way we end our week by having this live segment, thanks to Heights Pub and Parlor.
Thank you.
I just can't get it off. Yeah,
you're responsible for all this happiness.
I know. I love it.
This is a favorite part of our show, though. I mean, we and it's also Friday, so we're done for a couple days. But we look forward to this. We do enjoy this. And thanks for sponsoring this. And I love, we go to your place for lunch often, and you've got great hours. And
we do.
Something special for the game this weekend?
Actually, for the Badger and for the
Penn
Badger
State
game,
this week, right?
We've got, versus
Iowa.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Iowa.
Yes, right on my stomping grounds. Yep. We'll have our happy hour prices during the Badger game. So nice. $4 drafts, $4 rail mixers, and $3 bottles of beer. And then we'll be open for the Packer game also with at 11. And so come in because it's a 3 o'clock game.
Right.
So
right.
Come in and have some lunch and some drinks. And then during the game, we've got happy hour drink prices as well.
Your food is incredible.
It is. Great burgers with Heinz ketchup. Ha ha ha.
Well, Dennis, talk to this guy
Speaking of Heinz.
Yeah. Talk to this gentleman here. Very interesting. We're just talking a little bit. You're from Green Bay, but you lived in a place that I've traveled to in Boone, North Carolina, Appalachian State.
Alumni. Yes.
That's awesome. Nice. But I'm not.
Thank
even
you for beating Michigan, by the way.
Everybody knows that story.
Biggest upset in college football history. But anyway, the thing is that our guy Kevin is out there in that area, and I think it's one of the most beautiful areas I've ever traveled through in my entire life. I was shocked.
It is.
I had no idea.
Oh yeah.
North Carolina was so great. That's your area, and it was hit hard, right?
Devastated. I've been on. Several conversations with, friends of mine that still live there, that live in the Asheville area, in the Boone area, and they're like, Troy, it's really bad, and the media doesn't really portray what's actually going on down there, but I've been kind of following Kevin's efforts as well. Thank you, Kevin Burkle, for, I don't know Kevin personally, but I do I know he's doing a lot down there. So well,
he couldn't believe it. He said where somebody's house used to be right here, and it's disappeared.
Yeah, it's really bad. Reports that Asheville probably will not be the same for years to come.
Can imagine.
And what a great community Asheville is. You know, in terms of it's not beautiful. Huge, it's not sprawling. It's kind of like Green Bay a little bit, and the media does what the media wants to do. So I think I'm so grateful that even here in just little Green Bay that, you know, you, Troy, you got a big event coming up to sponsor him. Kevin's done a good job. And, you know, there's a lot going on in our community to support, especially the people down in Asheville.
Right. It's, you know, something that I felt like I had to do my best to try to do something to give back to that community because it gave so much to me. And, you know, what better way to – the only way that I thought that I could do it was with, you know, with the music and with the awareness of that.
Do you want to mention that real quick? That are you?
Oh, yeah. Sure, let's do that.
Okay, you got that relief concert.
Yeah, so let me talk a little bit about that. It's just come to fruition just as of this week. We've, you know, had to find a venue. We had to find a day that worked. So this is the first you're probably going to hear about it, but we're doing a local benefit to benefit the people of Western North Carolina and, you know, the damage that they incurred down there. It's going to take place on Sunday afternoon, December 8th, from like 1 to 4, 1 to 5 at Ned Kelly's downtown, just a few doors down here. They've donated the venue to us. We're going to have four local bands, Burnt Toast and Jam,
nice.
The Chocolatiers, Troy Hines and the 57s, as well as Bright Hollow. So we're going to do some 50-50 raffles. Wow. We're going to get some money at the door. We're going to do some baskets and that kind of thing. So put it on your calendar. It's going to be a great event. The Packer game's on Thursday that week, so it just kind of lined up perfectly for all the musicians' schedules. Wow. You know, it's like herding cats, trying to get four bands all at the same place at the same time.
When it's for a cause, though, the magic happens. They all come together.
Exactly. This whole thing is coming together very quickly.
Great bands, too. My goodness. Burnt Toast and Jam, I've known them for over 20 years and what have you.
Legends,
and
yeah.
Chocolatiers are amazing. As you know, and your band, it's of course. I mean, I've seen you play over the years as well, and you're stylish, man. I love what you do.
Thank you.
And if
likewise,
well, what can you say about makeup? But anyways, but the group of four is going to be amazing. So fool yourself by thinking you're going to see a band, and surprise yourself by being at a great event for a great cause and whatnot. How long has Kevin, by the way, how long has he been down there? Is he just going back and forth making trips?
It's got to be 2 weeks, isn't
it? It's got to be 2 weeks.
Yeah, easy 2 weeks.
Is he coming back and forth making trips?
He's staying down there.
That tells you how bad it is.
Absolutely.
I guess if you see that, I thought his intention was to drop things off, he can do, and then come back.
Yeah. No, he's staying down there.
Boy, that just tells you all you need to know, I suppose.
Well, let's hear some music, my friend.
Well, you have something that actually ties into this.
Yeah, this is a tune that I wrote when I was living in Asheville, and you know,
beautiful college town.
Just decided to come back and pay a little visit to Wisconsin, and I ended up staying here. I've been back here for over 20 years now. Met my wife, and that kind of changed everything. So, this one's kind of about that. It's called Southern Comfort, and it ties into that whole Asheville mountain thing. So, go something like
beautiful.
This.
I left Carolina, I was beat, broken down. I spent all my money at the house at the edge of town. Going back to Wisco, this time I'll get it right. But I miss that Southern comfort and those Asheville Saturday nights. Back in my hometown, things ain't all so bad. Met myself a real fine girl, lost some habits that I had. I feel a whole lot better when I lay to sleep at night. I dream of Southern comfort and those Asheville Saturday nights. Can't you hear those fiddles play? Play one more for me. Up here in the cold wide north, being the man that I have to be. When I wake up in the morning and the sun, it burns my eyes, I roll over and realize I need those northern lights. I I picked up my guitar and I started this country band. Still drink that Tennessee whiskey, head south every time I can. When I see the Blue Ridge and the moon, it's full and bright. Know I'm near that southern comfort and those Asheville Saturday nights. Can't you hear those fiddles playing? Play one more for me. Up here in the cold white north, being the man that I have to be. When I wake up in the morning and the sun, it burns my eyes. Roll over and realize I need those northern lights. Can't you taste that southern comfort? Don't you feel that southern comfort? Don't you miss that southern comfort and those Asheville Saturday nights?
Very fitting.
That
was
a great
song.
Well done, Troy.
You have such clean lyrics
yep.
and clean vocals. And it's just, this sounds crazy.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I can't
too,
understand every word you say.
Yeah. Hey!
I mean, I'm a big Springsteen guy, but 99% of the time, I don't know what he's saying.
Or Elton John.
Or if you don't know what he's saying.
Right?
I love that how clean that was.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that was, we were talking about blues earlier. You want to talk about a song written from the heart.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate it.
And Troy, I would just pick up what Johnny said. We have musicians in here every Friday. Your singing is just different than your voice, right? It's just, I'm sure you hear that a lot, but it's just very clear, very easy to understand and heartfelt. That was great.
Thank you very much.
We love that.
I write them from the heart.
Clean as Kenny Chesney.
It's true.
And I mean that, man.
Ashley, do you guys have music at your place at all?
Well,
Have you heard her sing?
No. Yeah. Can she?
Fantastic.
So we are excited to share that on Friday night, November 15th, Michaela Lee will be playing live at Heights Pub and Parlor from 7 to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So
she was here, right?
Yeah, she was a guest here on Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
So,
she's great.
Who found her? Was that you, Dennis, or was that
I think
Amanda?
That would have been Amanda.
Yeah. She's great.
Yeah, she is. She's great. So we're super excited.
And when is
that
again?
November 15th.
Fantastic.
Yeah, 7 I'm to off 10. That day.
Nice.
Be there for
Troy,
that.
Where are you playing?
I'm playing. I'm glad you asked because
it's kind of my job.
This Saturday, I'm playing over at Mackinac's Grill and Spirits from 6:30 to 9:30. The plan was I was going to be playing with my good friend David Wani of the Bar Tab Band. He unfortunately popped positive yesterday for COVID, and it's going to probably be just myself at Mackinac's.
They're in for
no disrespect to that guy, but yeah.
Yeah. And then November is a busy month for me. On the 9th, I'll be over at Richard Cranium's on Broadway with Troy Hines and the 57s, the full band.
Nice.
And then the 22nd, 50th birthday party for yours truly.
Wow.
All right.
I'll be over at the legendary Lenny's Tap on Broadway as well.
Hey, Troy, who's TJ Troy?
JT.
I'm sorry, JT. I
that is right. My brother.
Yeah. He's checking in. He said, good job, bro.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
He's also an Appalachian State alumni and is from that area.
Go Mountaineers.
Yeah.
So. Well, they've got a big music program, don't they?
They do. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of good music comes out of that area with bluegrass. Mm-hmm. They're legendary for the bluegrass music. So I incorporate some of that into my music. Troy Hines and the 57s usually features Molly Levine. She's a fantastic fiddle player.
I love fiddle players.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
I like bluegrass.
Don't you? I mean, just,
oh, absolutely.
And just watching them go at it the way they do is just phenomenal.
Yeah, we're going to get her here next time. We're going to do this again.
Fantastic. Right.
Stick around, okay?
Yep.
Ashley, you can stick around?
Sure.
Dennis, you're not going anyplace.
No, sir.
Jim, you can leave.
See ya.
All right. So we're back. Right first.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8th, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interests can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at www.robinhood.com/election.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor Show here today. Wrapping up on a Friday. We just love these Fridays. Tell you what, we have so much fun with the throwback Packers and, of course, the bar scene and, of course, the music scene. And Ashley is here from Heights Pub and Parlor. What do you got going on, Ashley?
Well, it's Friday, so come on out to Heights for our perch plate, beer battered, or pan-fried walleye.
Oh, when does that start? What time does that start?
9 o'clock this morning.
Beer battered and perch are at 11. The pan fried is tonight.
I'm sticking around.
Is there anything better than pan fried walleye?
What?
Two pan fried walleye.
Yeah.
Only thing it's better than one is two.
I know.
Two.
I know.
And if you're headed to the Meyer Theater tonight, you can catch some dinner with us before the show. We also have some new featured plates on the menu. They change about every 2 to 3 weeks. So currently we have French onion dip served with crostini, small slices of toasted bread. The Mediterranean ribeye sandwich.
Ooh.
And the rotisserie chicken sandwich, both with your choice of side. And yeah, that's it.
Sounds
besides
great.
The games.
What's at the
weekend.
Meyer tonight, you know?
Right down here in Washington.
I do not remember.
I don't either, to be honest with you.
Couple blocks from the Meyer, perfect.
Yep. Oh,
perfect,
right
perfect, perfect.
I think it's that country guy, Eddie Montgomery. Or...
Oh, from Montgomery Gentry.
Yeah, yes, yeah. That's
right.
Really? I'll be dipped.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow. That's a tragedy.
Indeed.
Losing his partner in that helicopter thing. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Troy, once again, Jim always has one question he has to ask every single musical gifted person that comes in this room.
I do, Troy, and I love music, and even though sports town, love music. Did you have somebody, a teacher, was it your parents, grand? What got you to say, look, this is where I belong?
I had a guy that lived next door to me in college. His name was Jake Eckert, and he was from Atlanta, and he was just always playing guitar. He's still playing guitar in New Orleans these days. And, I was like, man, this guy's amazing. He plays, Little Feat, Allman Brothers, all this stuff that I loved, and Grateful Dead. And we sat down, and, every Friday and Saturday night, we get a couple acoustic guitars out. And I did a lot of, cut my teeth that way. Really was, pretty heavy in the jam band music when I was younger. Mixed a little bluegrass. My dad owned some taverns when I was a kid in Green Bay. Always old school country on the jukebox.
Which taverns?
Speed's Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
On Bodart. And the Main Attraction, which was out on Main Street.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong on something. Speeds was banned by Vince Lombardi for his players going there. True or false?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that's true. I heard that's true. Yeah.
A little too rowdy for his players and a little too much fun.
There was a lot of fun going on there from what I've been told.
I'll tell you another quick thing. Herb Brooks, the legendary gold medal winning hockey coach, of course, 80 Olympics, legendary thing. I was at a banquet with him one time, and he played for the St. Paul Saints, I think it was, which was in the same league as the Green Bay Bobcats.
Yes.
And I said, what do you remember about coming to Green Bay? Any good memories or bad memories? He says, well, the bad memories, I guess, is during every game, we'd get in fist fights, every single game. And then after the game, we'd all get together at this phenomenal bar called Speeds, and we'd close it down. That was Herb Brooks.
That's awesome. Good story. Yeah. I don't think I've heard that one.
Wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here you go.
Exactly.
Well, Dennis, what do you think? Another song from this gentleman?
We should. We should. Anything else you want to promote? I mean, I know your partner couldn't be with you today. What's down the pike for you? What's the future looking like for you? I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you, but what's the future hold
yeah,
for you?
Yeah, you know, I believe this might be the winter to do some creation. I'd like to write some more music. It's been a year or two since I've come out with a new album, so that's on my mind. And I think I'm going to take some time and get that going.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Will you do that here? Do you go someplace to write? What do you say? You want to get an album, write some new music? Will you?
You know, as a father of three,
a room with a door.
Yeah, exactly, and a lock on it. So,
okay, all right, I got it.
And we're not joking, because was it Ariel Perez
yeah.
that we had on here for the Press Gazette? Phenomenal writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Yeah. And we're talking about how nobody goes to the office anymore. And he goes, I miss it. I've got like three kids.
He does.
Going away to the office to write. It's kind of...
got to throw in a shameless plug that I, when I'm not playing music, I am a mortgage loan officer. So if anybody needs
there you
to
go.
Refinance yep. or buy a yeah. home,
I got you,
look
brother.
Me up. Yes, please look me up.
NMLS number?
All right.
204-1870.
There you go. Troy Hines.
841-642.
All right, we got 2 minutes. Troy Hines, would you take us out? Dennis from the Glam Band, thank you so much for being here. Love what you do for us.
Thank you, brother.
Ashley, thank you for sponsoring this entire
thank
thing.
You.
Todd, great work again this week.
Got it.
All right, we're going to miss Nikki. She's gone next week. Have fun in Hawaii, Nikki.
Thanks for having me, guys.
She
I
has
really
a tan
appreciate
on already.
It.
I know.
Yeah, must be
big,
nice.
Big.
Have a good time.
Troy Hines, take us up, my brother.
Thanks,
yeah,
Troy.
This last song is called 29 Steps. It's a song I wrote about meeting the night I met my wife, and we met at a bar that was on Washington Street here back in the day.
Nice.
Back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, before we go, can you quickly plug the event one more time?
Benefit concert to, help out the people in Western North Carolina. Sunday afternoon, December 8th, we're going to have Burnt Toast and Jam, Chocolatiers, Troy Hines and the 57s, and Bright Hollow.
We'll keep pushing that here.
1 to 5 at Ned Kelly's. We'll mention that too.
First time I saw you, you sure caught my eye. Said, come to this party if you want to get high. Gave me the address, and then you said goodbye. I had to work the next morning, so I just passed on by. I had to work the next morning, so I just passed on by. I thought about you for the next couple of days. Hurt you and another had just parted ways. We met on a Monday, and that's when I knew you'd be my girl by the time the night was through. You'd be my girl by the time the night was through.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be live from Fox City Stadium, the home of the Timber Rattlers, a Trigby Olsen of the Lincoln Project, your calls and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.